Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Foreign Minister Ioannis Kasoulidis hopes that by the summer there will be some movement on the package of confidence-building measures between the two sides. He said the Greek Cypriot side's proposals could not be easily rejected, saying the Turkish Cypriots would be missing an important opportunity for their own progress and prosperity. He said the proposals were not a take-it-or-leave-it package, but one that could be negotiated. Asked if he expects movement on the Cyprus issue before the presidential elections in 2023, Kasoulidis expressed the belief that the only realistic movement would be on the CBMs. "Our elections are not the issue. The elections in Turkey next year are the issue," he said. Moving on, ruling DC leader and presidential candidate Averov Neofitu on Sunday called for subsidies to the hardest-hit producers as part of the support package being formulated by the government in the coming weeks. Speaking in Pisuri as part of his tour of rural communities, Neofitu said the subsidies and support should not only be directed to compensating producers for losses, but to ensure they increase production due to the rising inflation and expected food shortages. The cabinet is expected to announce a series of support measures on the economy on Friday. In other news, Pisuri's Bank of Cyprus branch is among the latest to get the chop, as it's set to close on July 4. But that's just one amongst many, as there has already been extensive pruning. From 112 BOC branches in December 2018 to 75 in March, with plans for this to be further reduced to 60 by July. The closure of the Pisuri branch means that the community of 1,800, rising to 4,000 in the summer, faces an 18 km drive east to its closest BOC branch ATM. Provided that one doesn't close down either, the next closest would be the Bafiako branch in Paphos at a distance of about 33 km. BOC told the Sunday Mail it was partly to do with the cost cutting and partly with the move towards digital banking. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Paphos Mayor Fedon Fedonos called for talks at the presidential palace to discuss migration, a day after anti-riot police intervened to break up a fight between unaccompanied minors at a hotel in the King of Tombs area. Five minors were slightly injured during the row, two of whom were taken to Paphos Hospital A&E, treated and discharged. The incident happened when the two groups of unaccompanied minors got into a physical altercation during a game of football. The mayor first posted videos on his Facebook page showing youngsters throwing plastic chairs as they chased each other around the pool and outside the hotel, saying there were political responsibilities for the failure of the state to manage the issue. Elsewhere, police said on Sunday that there had been a total of 6,452 out-of-court fines for various traffic offenses over the past week. Of the total bookings, 4,486 were for speeding and 199 for using mobile phones while driving. Also worth mentioning, police said, was the number of offenses related to ignoring traffic signals with 636 complaints, as well as fines for riding motorcycles without a license, which numbered 248. In addition, bookings concerning non-use of seatbelts, illegal parking and parking in disabled spaces amounted to 315. There were also another 69 bookings for drunk driving and driving under the influence of drugs. And finally, an online concert, Stand With Ukraine, the Cyprus edition to raise donations for the Red Cross, will be broadcast on Friday and will be addressed by President Nikos Anastasiadis and other high-level politicians and personalities. The initiator of the concert is musician and composer Alex Panayi, in cooperation with the Citizens Commissioner, the Presidential Palace and the EU representation in Cyprus. Cypriot artists taking part include Despina Olympiou, Stavros Konstantinou and Yorgos Stamataris, but also those outside Cyprus such as Alexia, Evridiki and Greek performer Sakis Rouvas. The show will air on Friday at 7:30 p.m. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.